In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, open thou the eyes of my heart, that I may hear thy word, and understand, and do thy will, for I am a sojourner upon the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me, but open mine eyes, that I may perceive the wonders of thy law. Speak unto me the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom. On thee do I set my hope, O my God, that thou shalt enlighten my mind and understanding with the light of thy knowledge, not only to cherish those things which are written, but to do them, that in reading the lives and sayings of the saints I may not sin, but that such may serve for my restoration, enlightenment, and sanctification, for the salvation of my soul, and the inheritance of life everlasting. For thou art the enlightenment of those who lie in darkness, and from thee cometh every good deed and every gift. Amen. Today is Friday, June the 28th, 2024. For our scripture readings today, we have Romans and Matthew, sections from both of those books. And for the readings from the Lives of the Saints, the first one is the translation of the relics of the holy and wonder-working unmercenaries Cyrus and John. And the second one will be the Venerable Xenophon, Abbot of Rubika, Novgorod. Starting with Romans chapter 2, verses 14 through 29. For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves, who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing or else excusing them. In the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel, indeed, you are called a Jew, and rest on the law, and make your boast in God, and know his will, and approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, having the form of knowledge and truth in the law. You, therefore, who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that man should not steal, do you steal? You who say, do not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who make your boast in the law, do you dishonor God through breaking the law? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, as it is written. For circumcision is indeed profitable if you keep the law, but if you are a breaker of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. Therefore, if an uncircumcised man keeps the righteous requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be counted as circumcision? And will not the physically uncircumcised, if he fulfills the law, judge you, who, even with your written code and circumcision, are a transgressor of the law? For he who is not a Jew, who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. On to Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 through 41. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. On to the Lives of the Saints. This one's fairly short. The translation of the relics of the holy and wonder-working unmercenaries Cyrus and John. The transfer of the relics of the holy martyrs, unmercenaries, and wonder-workers Cyrus and John from the city of Canopa, near Alexandria, where they suffered in the year 311, to the nearby village of Manufen, took place in the year 412. This Egyptian village promoted fear in everyone, or prompted fear in everyone, since in a former time there was a pagan temple inhabited by evil spirits. Patriarch Theophilus, 385 to 411 or 412, wanted to cleanse this place of demons, but he died. His wish was fulfilled by his successor in the See of Alexandria, the Holy Patriarch Cyril, 412 to 444. He prayed fervently in carrying out the project. An angel of the Lord appeared in a vision to the hierarch and commanded the venerable relics of Saints Cyrus and John be transferred to Manufen. His Holiness Patriarch Cyril did the angel's bidding and built a church at Manufen in the name of the holy martyrs. From that time, this place was purified of the enemy's influence, and by the prayers of the holy martyrs Cyrus and John, there began to occur many miracles, healings of the sick and infirm. Healings of the sick and infirm. An account of Saints Cyrus and John is located under January the 31st. The next story from the lives of the saints is the Venerable Xenophon, Abbot of Robeka, Novgorod. Our Holy Father Xenophon of Robeka was the disciple of Saint Barlaam of Kutin. He became the third Igumen of the Kutin Monastery after Igumen Isidore, and at the insistence of Saint Anthony of Dimsk, after resigning as Igumen, Saint Xenophon would later establish Holy Trinity Monastery on the banks of Robeka River, not far from Novgorod. Saint Xenophon's pious disposition was apparent from his early years, for he knew that this world will soon pass away. He also knew that this life is filled with sorrow, but after it shall be an everlasting life, which is true, filled with joy and spiritual consolations. With all his heart, mind, and soul, the Venerable One was drawn to the attainment of this eternal, joyous life with the Lord. He tried his best to avoid the sensuality of the worldly life, striving only for its higher meaning. Saint Xenophon settled with Saint Barlaam of Kutin in the wilderness at the place where Xenophon would shine forth like a pillar of fire. There they put up a cross, built a chapel, and a humble dwelling. By the Lord's will, however, the disciple went far away from his elder to another spot, where he could live an ascetical life under harsh conditions. This occurred while they were inspecting the site where they wanted to establish their dwelling. A terrible storm sprang up, and Saint Xenophon called his elder to come into the cell and take cover. But the elder became angry at his disciple, telling him to go on a raft in search of another place for his ascetical struggles, and he gave him a quarter of a loaf of bread. Saint Xenophon set off on the raft upon the Robeka River, miraculously sailing against the current, and soon he stood upon the shore. He stopped at the place where the raft had stuck, and there he fished, praying that the Lord would strengthen him. After some time, Saint Xenophon went back to his spiritual father, Saint Barlaam, asking for forgiveness. He received the elder's blessing to build a chapel at the place where he now lived. Saint Barlaam blessed him, and in all humility, the disciple went back, set up a cross, and then built a chapel and a small hut for his cell. Later, after the consecration of the Church of St. Nicholas, St. Xenophon's monastic community was established in the same remote marshland. Other ascetics of piety began to flock there, but the number of monks was small. In 1251, St. Xenophon became the Igumen of the monastery. Although the monastery was neither wealthy nor distinguished, the monks labored to make it beautiful. St. Xenophon reposed peacefully on June the 28th, 1262. His holy relics rested for many years in the monastery church, which later became a parish. And that is our reading for today. Fairly short. Yeah. All glory to God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.